So it is Lent. It is that time when we consider what it means to take up our cross and follow Jesus. It's a time when we do a lot of self-reflection on what it is that is a barrier in that relationship we have with God and with the world. What is it that prevents us from taking up the cross and following Jesus? And maybe we think we don't have any barriers. So sometimes this process in Lent is God uncovering barriers we didn't know we had. So this morning, in the scripture, our lectionary people do things kind of strange for us sometimes. And what they did in this one is they started the story in the middle of the story. Because Peter had just proclaimed Jesus as Messiah. Peter had just claimed that this is the one who's coming to be the salvation of Israel. What he didn't know is salvation of the world. And so Peter's idea of what a savior was had everything to do with military might and overthrowing Rome and putting the family of David back in kingship and the temple restored and everything the way God promised Abraham he would do it. But God promised a restoration that God promised, not what humans promised. So when Jesus begins this teaching, this open teaching about the fact that how God's going to transform the world is a little bit different than how everyone was hoping it would happen, Peter gets upset. Peter doesn't want Jesus to die. Peter doesn't want Jesus to change how he understands salvation. So he pulls him aside and he says to him, no, Jesus, that's not what you're going to do. Can you imagine saying that to Jesus? No, Jesus, you don't go telling people you're going to die. That's not what a Messiah does. And the first thing Jesus does is says, get behind me, Satan. And he says, you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things, on human things. And then I love the fact that Jesus calls the crowd. He doesn't just call his disciples. He calls the crowd with his disciples when he makes this invitation. If you want to become my followers, if any want to become my followers, any, not just this select group that I've named as disciples, not this select group that dresses the right way, not this select group that does whatever, but any of you want to become my disciple, my follower, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Take up their cross and follow me. An open invitation to any who would want to do that. But that's set up against one of his faithful disciple followers who's saying, maybe my way, not your way. Maybe my way, not your way. So Jesus' challenge to us is self-denial for the sake of the salvation of the world. Self-denial for the sake of God's transforming power so that the world might become the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. It's Lent. So we're asked the question this morning, have we abandoned our crosses? Have we denied Jesus for the sake of the world? Some of you may know what the image on your bulletin cover was. Some of you may not know what the image on your bulletin cover is. As you turn to your bulletin cover, what you're looking at is the debris of Kittrell United Methodist Church that in 1975 was closed and sold and slowly abandoned. And as Sarah, I took Sarah with me, she'd never been there. As Sarah and I walked through the property, I noticed that someone had ripped off the altar, so it must have been good wood they wanted the altar. Some of the door frames had been removed. And I just kept taking pictures And I don't know why God wanted me to take pictures of this debris. Until I got home and I looked at this particular picture. Because we might think that the place had become abandoned. You may know the story of why it was closed. I do not. You may know the story of how the people dissipated or got to a place that was not able to sustain a church. You may know all that story, but all I know is this moment amidst the debris of a church that once housed people, there is wood in the shape of crosses. There are crosses all over this picture. That when we think that God has abandoned a place, when we think that something is no longer of God's realm because humans have closed it, humans have done whatever to go away, we might think God no longer is in that place. But when I looked at the pictures of the debris field, I saw crosses. I saw crosses. I saw abandoned crosses. But I also saw God saying, in this time of Lent, when we have to look at ourselves as individuals and even as a church, are we thinking of earthly things or are we thinking of God and Jesus Christ and the discipleship that we are called into, the cross we are called to carry so that the world might be changed? Are we so connected and so concerned about earthly structures? Are we so connected to earthly wealth? Are we connected to earthly control? What are the things that are barriers to the Spirit of the Lord in this place to transform our hearts, to transform the hearts of this church so that this community can be transformed? This is really a resurrection story more than it is a death. Because God said, you can't kill me. You can't kill me. I am still here. We are called to be people of the resurrection. But to get there, we all have to go through our own denial of self, our own death, so that Christ can live within us. Churches are dying every day. Churches are growing every day. We don't know what makes one die any more than we may know what makes one live. But we do know what can cause death. And what can cause death is when we're not focused first on God. And when we are focused on, what did he tell Peter? When we set our minds on human things rather than divine things. Then when we come together as a church to talk about where is our future? Where is our growth? Where are we making disciples for Jesus Christ? How are we growing disciples for Jesus Christ? When we have those conversations and our minds are set on divine things, God is going to bring the increase. But when we're focused in instead on our own human parts and places and where do I sit? Where do I stand? Where am I chair? Where am I? Where am I? Where am I? We can help in the closing of a church. Personally, brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe right here, right now, God's Holy Spirit is working on us so that we can be one of those transforming powers, so that God's resurrection power works through us so that this community is resurrected. But what we have got to do, the hard work we've got to do, we talked about it in Sunday school this morning, or in our Bible Lenten study, whatever I'm going to call it. We talked about being honest to God in prayer. Because once we have a prayer life that we are so honest with God, when we say to God, God, you know, I am so mad I could spit at my husband. When we're that honest with God, God can work on our hearts and say, maybe not. Maybe you shouldn't really do that. And God can work and change us so that our relationships change, so that our relationship as a church can change. So that as we talk about our future, we talk about it with hope and promise and not worrying about earthly things, but of the things that God wants for us here, so that this community, so that Vance County can be something other than everybody's spitting word, it seems, these days. Because everybody in Vance County matters to God. Every one of us matters to God. And every one of us has a gift and a grace that God can use. That's the cross we're asked to pick up and carry. There's a heavy price to that cross because it means that we have to give of ourselves so that God can use us. It means that the places where we want to be a little bit more selfish with our time, our treasure, our talent, God has to say, no, I need that. I need your time. I need your talent. I need your treasure. Because this is happening. Look and see what's happening here in our midst. We can't abandon our crosses. Because when we say no to the cross that God gives us, then death comes. And we also heard what Jesus said about that, I hope. Those who are ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of God will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. When we think that we don't have what it takes or what we need for God to work here in this place, think about Abraham and Sarah, you know, 100 years old and a father. God can do the most amazing things when we don't diminish his light, but let it shine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.